For almost a year now, a young Czech journalist has been waging a war against Prague's notorious taxi drivers, who've a reputation for ripping off tourists. Ruth Frankova talked to the journalist, Janek Hrubeš, and asked him what sparked his interest in the Prague scams.
For more than a year now, young Czech journalist Janek Hrubeš has been waging a war against Prague's notorious taxi services that have a reputation for overcharging tourists. In his widely popular series broadcast on the internet television Stream.cz, he's also uncovering other tourist scams in the Czech capital. When I spoke to Janek Hrubeš, I asked him what sparked his interest in this topic in the first place.
The idea was that we saw a documentary called Scam City, which was made by Connor Woodman for National Geographic, and he uncovered different scams that were happening in Prague. And when he published his documentary, the city of Prague reacted by saying that it's all fake, that the guy Connor Woodman faked all the situations and that he hired actors. And what he showed was being ripped off by the taxi drivers, being ripped off in the exchange places, and so on. So when we watched it, I figured, well, that's an easy try to find out who has the truth. So let's take our camera and let's, you know, do the exactly the same situations that he showed. And we did it, and we ended up even worse than he did. So I was hoping when we published this that the city would react and actually do something, but they didn't do anything. So that's when we started to film our new series now, which is called Prague vs. Crooks, and we've been working on that ever since.
Now, I've seen the episodes that focus on taxi drivers, and basically your method is you pretend to be an American tourist. Mm-hmm. So how high is the chance of being ripped off? What's your experience?
It's almost 100% if you go to a certain location. So we pick the locations. We sort of did cherry picking for the locations, not for the drivers. So the locations we're showing, which is Old Town Square, Pashiska Street, the main train station, surroundings of the Charles Bridge, you will always get ripped off. And the reason we're focusing on these locations is that these are the highly exposed places where a tourist is most likely to get a taxi. You will probably not get ripped off if you get a taxi, you know, somewhere in Vinohrady or anywhere else in Prague. But those are places where tourists will not hail a cab.
What was the most ridiculous fare that you paid?
It was 200 crowns for 1 kilometer, which is about $8 for a kilometer. And we were charged that by a guy that is actually a head of these taxi crooks on Old Town Square. So yeah, he charged us $800 or $790 for like a 4 or 3 kilometer trip.
Was that the trip from the Old Town Square to Wenceslas Square?
No. That was, you're referring to the previous documentary we did. But yes, you're right. That was also 800 crowns from Old Town Square to Wenceslas Square, which is actually funny for the listeners that don't know Prague. It's a distance that you would walk easier. So if the taxi driver would have been fair, he would just say, look, just walk it because it's like 4 minute walk. Or you can take the car, but because Prague is very, you know, it's most pedestrian zones and one-way streets, the taxi driver actually has to go around half of the city. So 800 crowns is a lot.
Who are these dishonest taxi drivers? Do they work for any of the big companies?
They don't. They go for themselves. They don't work for any company. But all of them together are sort of a company. They have their own rules among each other. They almost act like if they were a company, but they're not.
What's funny is that about 10 years ago, the former Prague mayor, Pavel Bém, did the same thing you are doing now. He pretended to be a tourist, and he also got ripped off. Now, that was 10 years ago. Did anything change since then? And if not, how come that it hasn't?
The number of the crooked taxi drivers has lowered by, you know, maybe hundreds. So yes, the situation is better than 10 years ago. Unfortunately, 10 years ago, I don't remember that, or I wasn't involved in this sort of investigation, but it has lowered. But they're still on the exposed locations, and I don't know the answer to why nothing happened. I guess it's a minor problem to the city hall. I guess tourists are not the voters, so the city hall doesn't really care about tourists, I guess, even though they're bringing the most money to the country and to the city. So we should treat them, I don't want to say with respect, but we should be kind to them. They're visitors, and we should try to host them as the best way we can, which we're not doing right now.
The reason why I was asking is that you also succeeded in interviewing the current mayor, mm-hmm. Adriana Krnáčová, and you asked about the situation. So what were her answers?
She said she's going to set up a team. She said she will, you know, gather people from different systems, from the city police, from the city hall, from taxi companies to try to solve the situation. So basically they're going to start working on it. Mostly she was arguing with the fact that she has bigger problems on her hands, which I understand. But once you're the mayor of a city size of Prague, you will have more than one problem. With all respect to the mayor, she's really unaware of the problem. I can understand that. She really does have bigger problems on her hands. But she should still at least have her ears open to what I'm trying to tell her, and that I'm actually trying to help her, or I'm trying to help the city. And the interview we had didn't turn out that way. We basically started an argument, which wasn't really nice.
Another interview that you also released was an interview with the head of the taxi drivers union, who actually openly admitted that he used the same methods of stealing from tourists, didn't he?
He did. That's the guy that charged us 800 crowns for those 3 kilometers. He was very open about what he does. I was open to him the same way. I told him, look, I'm a journalist and I'm going to try to expose what you do and I'm going to try to prevent you from what you're doing. And yes, he was very open. He said he doesn't pay taxes from certain trips. He said he only charges higher rates than the city allows because the limit from the city is set to 28 crowns for 1 kilometer, which is about a euro for 1 kilometer. And then everything flipped the moment that one of his buddies or one of the members of the group that he's running attacked me. And at that point, I was really upset. And I said, look, you're not playing fair. I thought we agreed we will play this game fair. In other words, I will still be a journalist. You will still, you know, do whatever you want, but let's play fair. Let's not. I was naive because there's going to be lawsuits against me and they're going to try everything to stop me from doing what I do.
That's what I just wanted to ask you. When you started showing your videos, what was the reaction of the taxi drivers? Did you receive any threats?
They were very upset, of course. And they didn't like the fact that I'm showing their faces because it's actually against the law. Yet I have something called the journalist license. I don't know what's the right terminology in the law. But yes, they were very upset. And really, everything changed the moment that one of the taxi drivers attacked us. And at that point, they basically stopped communicating with me the normal way. And they just started to send threats, even though I can't tell the threats are coming from them directly. You can sort of smell it, or I don't know, how would you put that? But yes, there are threats. They're almost on a daily basis. So on Monday, you wake up and you get something. You're like, oh, this is really bad. You forget it by Tuesday because something else comes up. They're nothing serious. It's nothing that I would actually be threatened. Nobody's throwing Molotov cocktails at my house.
You said at the beginning that in your first series, you basically followed the steps of Conor Woodman. He made these series in other cities as well. Do you know how Prague actually comes out when compared to other cities? Is it really so bad, the situation here in Prague, or is it comparable to other European or American cities?
It's definitely comparable. I had a chance to sit down with Conor Woodman. He was here last week. They were filming with BBC this time, a new show about Prague. So I was helping them to point out the bad guys in Prague. But we sat down for a while for a beer and we were talking about the other cities he filmed. And there's different scams in every city around the globe. I guess the only city I ever visited I wasn't scammed in was Tokyo just recently. Prague is nothing exceptional, nothing special. Yet, I would say we allow these scams to happen more openly. In other words, we're never going to prevent pickpockets from happening on trams. There's like really no way. But if we allow these taxi drivers to stand on the most exposed locations, we are really doing a bad job. I don't think I'm going to stop them from stealing, these taxi drivers, but at least please move them out of the city center. Let's make it harder for them.
Apart from taxi drivers, what kind of scams have you exposed?
We're going to follow up the series. We sort of ended the taxi driver series now, and we're going to continue with restaurants, with change places, with places where you change money. Racism, there's some racism still happening in Prague, which is almost to laugh at. So restaurants, for example, there's different sort of scams that happen to tourists when they come to Prague. And those are things that are hard to, let's say, call the cops to, because you don't really have a chance to stop this from happening. But at least we can point at it and we can tell Czechs to, let's say, write, you know, reviews on different sites to help the tourists not go to these places.
Do you only make these series? Or?
Yes, my job is working for Stream CZ, which is the internet TV. And this is not the only show I do. I work on other shows as a camera guy or advisor or something like that.
Yeah, so, I just wanted to ask you whether you only concentrate on the sort of negative side or also do some, you know, positive shows.
Absolutely. Absolutely, we do. I think most shows I do are positive. For example, we just visited Banat, which is a place in Romania where Czechs live. So we were going to do a show about that. So I was there with my colleague Martin, and we do a show with Adam Gebrian. He's an architect, so it's a show about architecture. Oh, we do many, many shows, and I would say most of the stuff I do is positive. So it balances.